I'm Harley Carnes.
Bob in trouble, gets out. Oh, big hit.
Researchers say the blast from just one roadside bomb may damage a soldier's brain as though he'd spent years in the NFL or the boxing ring.
A single blast exposure incorporates many, multiple head injuries rolled into a very short period of time.
Boston University's Dr. Lee Goldstein studied the brains of soldiers killed by IEDs and found signs of long-term brain damage, even though it was a recent exposure. Former Giants linebacker Harry Carson knows what it's like.
There were periods where I would forget what I was talking about as, you know, I was being asked a question. And there were times when I was dealing with little bouts of depression.
There's new hope for stroke victims from a study in the journal Nature that had scientists wiring sensors in the brains to the robotic limbs of paralyzed patients. Professor John Donahue at Brown University.
We put a tiny sensor about the size of a baby aspirin with some hair-thin probes coming out of it. That goes just into the surface of the brain and signals that reflect your intention to move, your imagination about moving your arm.
A woman has done it with her censored brain, the wired prosthetic arm. She picked up a cup of coffee and drank it. House Republicans voting on renewal of the Violence Against Women Act are under attack from Democrats and some women's groups today.
House Republicans say they're renewing the Violence Against Women Act and making it better, but Democrats say that's not the case. California's Judy Chu says the Republican version actually rolls back protection for victims of domestic abuse who are in the country illegally.
Let's call this bill what it really is, not the Violence Against Women Act, but the Open Season for Violence Against Women Act.
A Senate-passed bipartisan version provides further protection for illegal immigrants, victims in gay and lesbian relationships, and women living on Indian reservations, but House Republicans say those changes aren't needed. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Former presidential candidate John Edwards will not testify in his own defense. His lawyers rested their case today. Final arguments to come.
Where do we go from here? Well, this afternoon there'll be a few exhibits from the prosecution. After that, the judge in this case will have a charging conference with jurors. The judge has already scheduled closing arguments for tomorrow morning. After that, presumably, she will charge the jury. And then at long last, this case will go to the jury by late tomorrow or perhaps Friday.
CBS's Dick Brennan at the courthouse in Greensboro, North Carolina. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 12 points. Nasdaq's down about 10. Oil price is $92.83 a barrel. With your pepperoni pizza, would you like some pills with that? Maybe some oxycodone? That's what police say was happening at a pizzeria east of New York City in West Babylon on Long Island. The owner of the restaurant's been arrested after a three-month investigation. This is CBS News.
Hey, check this out. Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Hey, Walmart. I bought a home last year that had a lot of fixing up to do. The deck had to be stained. I looked into one of the big home improvement stores, but I was overwhelmed with the price. Then I was getting groceries at Walmart, and I was amazed to find a Projects Made Simple section with a video on this very project. The next day, I had my deck stained by the afternoon. Sweet. Ricky Wayne, Oldsmar, Florida.
There you have it. Everything you need to stain your deck, like Flood Exterior Stain and the Wagner Power Painter. See for yourself. Only at Walmart.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Having a baby is a completely normal thing to do, only not typically next to the gas pumps.
John and Shelley Tester were headed from their rural home to the hospital just outside Orlando. They were about 10 minutes away when the soon-to-be-born baby just couldn't wait. John pulled off the interstate into a gas station where a 911 call got him step-by-step instructions.
It was amazing. You know, I got here, I had the baby in my hands. I was really, you know, very fortunate.
Tester delivered the baby in his pickup truck. Paramedics arrived in time to take the new mom and newborn to the hospital. The new dad caught his breath and then drove to work. All are said to be doing fine. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
High blood pressure is a problem all over the world now. The World Health Organization says one quarter of all people aged 25 and up have high blood pressure, nearly 30% of men. 194 nations' statistics were studied. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. And magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor-recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available, and each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400's magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
Hey, check this out. Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Hey, Walmart. I bought a home last year that had a lot of fixing up to do. The deck had to be stained. I looked into one of the big home improvement stores, but I was overwhelmed with the price. Then I was getting groceries at Walmart, and I was amazed to find a Projects Made Simple section with a video on this very project. The next day, I had my deck stained by the afternoon. Sweet. Ricky Wayne, Oldsmar, Florida.
There you have it. Everything you need to stain your deck like Flood Exterior Stain and the Wagner Power Painter. See for yourself. Only at Walmart.
We just made it over the hump on hump day.
We're downhill from here. Watch out for the treasure.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
All right, hey, it's Wednesday, and it's a pretty darn nice day. And we got a lot of events going on here. We have events. Don't forget on this Friday. Let's talk about the first event right now. Friday at 12 noon, we're going to have Sam Blakely has a special Veterans Recognition lunch in Mitchell Park, and it's a barbecue, and it starts at noon o'clock. And there's some very special things that are going to be going on with this particular time this time. So I invite you then. Then I'll tell you about other things that are going on and other things that are going on. But the thing I wanted to do now was the Tribune, like on Wednesday, on Monday, had weird times for like what's on TV and what's on radio versus the Dodgers. Okay, so we wanted to just let you know that the Dodgers do play at San Diego at 3 p.m. today.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back with a root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. We'll be right back.
Most smokehouse barbecues would knock them out of the park over and over with their award-winning baby back ribs to their pulled pork, chicken, and shredded beef, tri-tip, and Louisiana hot link sandwiches. How about a salad, six kinds, maybe one of four burgers or a chicken job, either sandwich or a half a bird. Most has enormous selection of size from beans, tater salad, fries, O-rings, and the list goes on and on. Kids menu, soda pop, brewskis by the pitcher, Moe's in Slowtown and at the beach in Pismo. You'll be saying, Moe Barbecue, please.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
One of the most common places you may encounter noise is at home. Noise-induced hearing loss can occur from prolonged exposure to everyday household items, such as lawn equipment, power tools, toys, MP3 players, stereos, TV sound systems, appliances such as blenders, hand mixers, and food processors, also hair dryers. Listening to these items longer than 30 minutes at loud levels can be dangerous. Have your loved one's hearing checked today. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Karen Scott Hearing Aids and Audiology.
Have you ever worked with Coastal Computers? Coastal Computers is here for the small business that needs computers, technology, and networking to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. They're here for the small business that needs to get it right the first time, who can't afford the pain and the horror stories that we've all heard about. Coastal Computers has been making the tough stuff easy for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're worth a call at 543-9047. Call 543-9047. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com. ccslo.com right now. The small business favorite's favorite, ccslo.com. Coastal Computers.
All right, Coastal Computers, get there. It's 12 minutes after the hour of 12. It's the time to do our flashback on what happened in history today. According to the Tribune, our highlight in history on May 16th in 1868, the U.S. Senate failed by one vote to convict President Andrew Johnson as it took its first ballot of the 11 articles of impeachment against him. This date in 1770, Marie Antoinette, age 14, married the future King Louis the 16th of France, who was 15. Yeah, it was younger. They didn't last that long, of course. In 1929, the first Academy Awards were presented. The movie Wings won Best Production, while Emil Jennings and Janet Gaynor were named Best Actor and Best Actress. 10 years ago, the remains of kidnapped Wall Street journalist, Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl were unearthed in Pakistan. 1 year ago, Endeavour blasted off on NASA's next-to-the-last shuttle flight, commanded by Mark Kelly's husband, wounded Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Our birthdays today. Actor Pierce Brosnan is 59. Actress Deborah Winger is 57. Olympic gold medal gymnast Olga Corbett is 57. Singer Janis Jackson is 46. And actress Tracy Gold is 43 today. Happy birthday to them and to you, birthday after your birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to them and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey, Pops, what's with all this talk about the Drake?
It's so weird. Every time I turn around, somebody's talking about Drake.
Isn't Drake a duck?
Yeah.
Hey, what about Sir Francis Drake?
Famous English explorer and maritime navigator.
How about the Toto Drake?
Now you're talking. In my book, that's the best Drake of all. Toto's Drake toilets are ultra water saving, excellent flushing, have extra tall seats, and Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has them in stock at really great prices.
I know you love Toto toilets, Pops. That Drake sounds like a winner.
It flushes like a champ, it's easy to install, and it's made by Toto.
So folks should navigate their way down to Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath and get one of those ducky Drake toilets?
Very clever.
That's Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, home of the Toto Drake toilet, behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
On top of what I'm on top of right here, and that's Cal Coast News. Here, Bill Benica, thanks for joining me today. County supervisors yesterday listened to a parade of people during a half-day public hearing as they voiced opinions on a proposed Acceleron oil drilling plan in rural Wasna Valley. No action by the board is expected until August 21st. Opponents of the plan cited general objections and expressed fears that the Acceleron company's operations would create noise and fire potential and involve procedures not yet publicly discussed. The plan currently calls for drilling as many as 12 wells on the Mencken Ranch to produce 1,000 barrels a day. County Planning Commission denied the project in March, but Acceleron officials changed their plans to mitigate those expressed concerns. They have introduced a new drilling plan to reduce noise and to reduce visual issues in the Wasna Valley. SLO approves drinking regulations. The San Francisco City Council voted 4-1 Tuesday to endorse new rules to be placed on bars and restaurants serving alcohol after 11 p.m. Councilwoman Kathy Smith dissented. New establishments will now be required to procure a conditional use permit that requires the businesses to have a manager on site when entertainment is performed, install a video surveillance system at all entrances and exits, and provide alcohol service training for employees. Existing businesses will not be required to obtain the new permit unless it is determined that the business is not operating responsibly. Termination will include input from the Downtown Association and administrative hearing officer looking at businesses that fail to operate safely or have nuisances such as litter, public urination, and unruly behavior. Under the new rule, an establishment found to have committed repeat violations could lose its grandfathered status and would then be required to obtain the conditional use permit in order to continue operating. I see a source of money here. All right, so other things going on, and sad. Losos man accused of murdering his mother. 23-year-old Losos man is being charged with murdering his mother, who died earlier today from, this was yesterday, I'm sorry, from an assault last month. On April 27th, San Francisco County Sheriff deputies arrived today at Losos' home on the 1800 block of 7th Street and discovered Lisa Waver unconscious on the floor. Her son, Michael Waver, was arrested for attempted murder and booked in a county jail where he remains in custody. Officials are asking people with information about the case to contact San Francisco County Sheriff's deputies at 781-4500. I believe this has been upgraded now to premeditated murder, if I'm not mistaken, and I don't think I am. And that's what's happening on Cal Coast News today. This reminder, Karen Veeley will be joining me tomorrow for the first time in a long time, and because Friday is a veteran's special thing. So we'll get together with Karen tomorrow right about 12:05, and I hope you'll join Karen and I tomorrow for CalCoastNews.com.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
All right. Here we are, Wednesday. It's Wednesday. I want to get you out to lunch right away, okay? Because I know it's lunchtime, and here it is Wednesday, and you can get this is the deal. I'm telling you right there. I think next week Mike Wright and I are going to do this deal. You go to Spencer's Fresh Market, and you get an 8-piece chicken for $5. 8 pieces of chicken for $5. You can't beat a deal like that. 8 pieces of chicken for $5. Holy cow. And you know what's interesting, by the way, and you should do this for yourself, and that is, you know, all the flyers come out about the same time, all the grocery people come out at the same time, and they have their prices and whatnot, and really take the flyers that you get and then compare the prices to Spencer's prices. I fear nothing at all in you doing that. Don't forget they have the indoor farmers market. White peaches, yellow peaches, apricots are $1.99 a pound this week. Sweet white corn, 3 for a bone. That's part of your barbecue thing I'm going to help you put together here in just a second. Well, let's do it now. T-bone steaks, $3.99 a pound, and their value pack tenderby. And then here's Harris Ranch Choice Angus Top Sirloin Steaks for $5.99 a pound. And then to put your barbecue thing together, we have Del Monte Tomato Ketchup for $1.69. We have Morehouse Easy Squeeze Yellow Mustard for $1.79. Lowry's Garlic Spread for $2.69. Mrs. Renfro's Salsa for 2 for $5, which go handily and dandily with Taco Works regular Montaña de Oro Tortilla Chips. Suzy Q's Seasoning in MSG or non has $5.99. Brian's sourdough French baguette that you put the Lowry's garlic spread on is just $1.99. World famous Nathan skinless hot dogs are $3.99 a pound. $3.99 a pack. Rest of the West regular mesquite charcoal is $3.99. Wickles pickles or relish, and I'm telling you, you really will like these. You know, it sounds like a weird name and everything. They're absolutely fab, Wickles Pickles. And I haven't had the relish yet, but I've had the pickles. And then to top it all off, we have Royal Razorback Barbecue Sauce, and we have, finally, F. McClintock's Trail Campings at a special price of $1.99 a can. You can't go wrong. Get it? Can't. Okay. Anyway, So that's what's going on at Spencer's Fresh Markets in San Luis Obispo and Atascadero and Morro Bay, Santa Maria and Arroyo Grande. I'd take advantage of that if I were you. You know, I have to tell you, this is what I serve, and I served it to my brother and then his wife immediately, so I need the recipe for this. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. We think it's absolutely fab. Here's what I'm telling you about. Absolutely fab. Take McClintock's trail camp beans, $1.99, and buy some S&W Pinkitos. Not Pintos, but Pinkitos. And then they come with a little bit of cumin in there. And then chuck that in there and mix them with the McClintock's. And I'm telling you, those are the beans of the year right there. Yeah, I'm just sharing a recipe tip there. So you're saying to yourself, well, when you replied to your sister-in-law's request for the recipe, is that what you told her? Yes. But then, in order to make it look like something, I had actually done something worthwhile. You know, I had a teaspoon of cilantro going in there, and a teaspoon of honey, a teaspoon. I made sure it was enough, not enough that could really affect anything. A teaspoon of bacon bits, teaspoon of brown sugar. That was my recipe. My taste's very good. But anyway, that's how it is. Hey, I'm not a chefy person. I don't know that much about it. I mix two cans of beans together, and that's where I'm at. Okay. It's like my clam chowder recipe. God bless the Splash Cafe. You want Splash Cafe clam chowder? Go get some Snow's clam chowder or almost anybody's clam chowder. And then what the secret of the whole thing is you mix it with a little bit of butter and a half pint of half and half. Or I'm half pint of a heavy cream, and you'll have the most wonderful clam chowder in the whole world. It's not healthy or anything, but it's good. Things that are going on in our world. You know what I was trying to find, and I can't believe I'm really disappointed seeing it. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm disappointed like I can't tell you, because it should be a breaking news story right now. It should have just happened or been going on when I got on the air, and I can't find it, and it's kind of really bumming me. I really have to tell you the truth, and that is. A soldier that was killed in Cambodia 42 years ago was getting the Medal of Honor posthumously. And it's interesting, too, because we've talked about this, and I just want people to understand, and I want Vietnam vets that aren't sure, but I want them to understand, too. They said, well, for somehow his recommendation for a Medal of Honor got lost for 42 years. Somehow the Medal of Honor for the guy that was killed in Laos at the forward support base, his was lost for 42 years. I don't think they were lost at all, quite frankly. I think that they have just now decided to acknowledge the fact that we were in Laos and in Cambodia because everybody else in the world knows it that was there. So I think they finally decided to quit trying to hide it. So this is why I think they've finally come forward and said, okay, that's the deal. All right. In light of that, now I made a run at it, but they handled it a different way because I already had Purple Hearts. But you may try it, and that is if you were wounded in either Cambodia or Laos and it never showed up in your record, you may want to go to the VA and say, this happened to me, and see what happens. Mine, they just said, well, if you've already been wounded, you know, we have to sort of take your word for it if you're wounded again because... things get lost, people don't, medical records don't get put down right, and all that kind of stuff in the middle of a combat operation, which is true, I suppose. But I think they have to kind of really deal with this now. All right, I'm just passing that on. Okay, and then let's remember this then, let's do this, all right, because we have a big thing going on. We have a remembrance ceremony at the Santa Maria Vets Building Saturday, May 26th. The ceremony is at 11:30 a.m., a barbecue from noon to 3. It's on Tunnel Street in Santa Maria, $8 barbecue. Presale tickets are $10 at the door. There's prizes and raffles and whatnot. And you can call Janice at 234-5547. That's Janice at 234-5547. As we acknowledge all the people from all of our wars, and we especially welcome home our guys from gals from Afghanistan and Iran. Well, nowadays, you know, you have to realize something. When we welcome people home, really, we're welcoming them home from Afghanistan, Iran, Germany, the Balkans, Japan, Iraq. We probably have people in Kuwait, right? We have people in Kuwait. You know, just pretty much all over the darn world is where we have people. All right. So everybody's serving. Everybody's serving and doing their thing. Let us move on. Let us move on to whatever's going on in the world. I'm really sorry because I listened to the news earlier, and CNN said that it would happen right after noon. And normally if they have a live thing going on, they have it, but it's not here, so I'm going to quit complaining about it and go on with life. Thank you. I'm sorry. All right. Other things. Let's get to our local. Oh, here's the thing right here about what's going on in Wasna Valley right here, and oil plant is dividing rural residents. Here's the thing that's really there's people that say, well, by God, we need 1,000 barrels a day of oil, from the Wasna Valley, so we don't have to depend on foreign oil as much. Of course, it's got to get from here to a processing plant. I think there's one in Richmond. Refinery, and then back to us, and it has to be mixed with all the special. You're not going to save a dime. So, but here's the other side of that thing, and I truly understand this, and I truly understand when people have lived out in the countryside, in let's say the North County, for years and years and years, because they love the quiet and the beauty of living out in the countryside, and then somebody decides to put a winery in, and then they want to hold events. So I have to tell you, I really sympathize with a person that all of a sudden got intruded upon. And the Wasna Valley, because we have friends in the Wasna Valley, it's the same thing to me. They live in the Wasna Valley because they like to live out there where they can be sort of by themselves and they don't have to mess with people. But now people are coming to mess with them. All right. The Grover Beach Police Union does not want to merge with Arroyo Grande. They're fighting it. They're not in that program whatsoever. They're not handling that well at all. So there's a big to-do about that. Which you can understand, I suppose. All right. So I'm the new rules for alcohol downtown. Here's the interesting thing. This is a no-brainer because the city wants you to pay for a permit, and so they grandfathered in the people that don't have the permit right now, but said anybody new that goes in downtown should have a permit. And so I haven't heard of anybody new going in downtown to open a bar. But let's just say so now what they can do is they can go because they have this new permit thing. Now they can go to other bars, and if they see somebody walk out of the bar drunk because they've been overserved, then they can nail the business. And obviously people are being overserved downtown San Luis Obispo on the Friday and Saturday nights, don't you think? All right, let's get to the phone and say hello to somebody today. Hello? Hello?
Hello. I'm just trying to reach Bill Benica or leave a message for him.
This is Bill Benica right now. You're on the air with him.
Okay, Bill.
What's your first name?
My name's Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, I'm just, this is good that I'm talking to you. We're with the San Luis Morning Kiwanis Club, and just contacting you regarding some Lost at Sea Memorial funds that we raised some time ago.
Okay, I'm glad you called.
Yeah, and I just was hoping you might send me in the right direction. We'd like to turn over several thousand dollars to the person. I know we were involved years ago before I joined, when Doug was... I'm still alive.
Right.
They raised a little over $2,000, and we put that money aside in a bank, and then we just have never. We've been meaning to turn it over to whoever's involved with the Lost at Sea Memorial. So
okay, here's and right now, because I'm of that age where sometimes last names elude you, and they shouldn't. They shouldn't at all. There's no reason they should, but they do. So here's the deal, and I'm going to turn over something to him also because now this is it's now fallen to his lap, and then this is where it's going to go.
Okay.
Tom, I can't believe I work with Tom over at KVC myself.
Okay.
But anyway, he's helping Dave Conklin out. The young lady that used to help him left,
okay.
And so he's over there, and Dave's on the air from 3 o'clock to 7.
All right.
So Tom. Bill, think of his last name, for God's sake.
Tom
answers the phone and does weather and traffic and all that stuff. So he's over there at KVC right now helping Dave out. So I'm sure he'll be there for a while. Okay, yeah, contact him because I'm going to be contacting him, too, with the information that I have. And I thank you very much for calling and asking about that.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Good luck. Thanks.
Okay, Mike, thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
How nice. People raise money. See, it's time we got to get that dang thing up. Is it past time we got it up? Although sometimes, here's what happened. I was taking charge of the darn thing. I got a little bit discouraged when, after going to all these meetings and working with Pandora and the Parks Department and the people, and you know, we got everything approved and all that, and then we went to put it where we were going to put it, and somebody put a bench there. Now, I don't know why they didn't have to go through all the same processes that I did, because then somebody would have said, "Well, no, that's already going to have it's going to have a memorial there." But anyway, so that's very nice. There's a bench there in loving memory of someone. So now the whole process pooped out, so to speak. You know, now you got to start over. Not completely over, but somewhat over. Anyway, so I got the folder with a lot of information for Tom in it, and I can't believe it's not coming. I can't believe my wife doesn't just call me and blurt out the name and then hang up. I can't believe that that could happen to me, but it is. Okay. Sorry, I don't remember right now, but I will. I will. All right. And so he's going to take over. He's going to take over what's going on with the whole thing. Because we have a lot of funds, you know. I don't know how much we have all together. We have a lot of funds for the Lost at Sea Memorial. The other thing, too, that's interesting is when I look at all we went through, we got the ship's bell first, you know. We got the ship's bell first, and it weighs 700 pounds. You know, it's hard to carry, hard to hold, hard to ring, that whole thing. And then I go to Trader Joe's one time, and they ring this bell that's just, you know, sitting there. And I thought to myself, you know, we could have just mounted that in the wall of the vets building in Cayucas and then just rung the darn thing when it was the time to do that. And why we didn't think of doing that, I don't know. We decided to do it the hard way.
How do I know if a noise is dangerous? As a general rule, noise may damage your hearing if, for instance, you have to shout over background noise to make yourself heard. The damage from too loud of noise makes your ears ring or causes you to have decreased or muffled hearing for several hours after exposure, or if the noise is painful to the ears. Cotton balls or tissue do not protect your hearing. Noise-induced hearing loss typically occurs slowly over a period of time and is painless. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Karen Scott Hearing Aids and Audiology.
Just like the Dodgers on the field, your car is a finely tuned machine. Keep your car running Dodger smooth at Black Road Auto. You can save money on all types of car repair, foreign and domestic. With over 20 years of experience in transmission and car repair, Black Road Auto has over 15 acres of classic and hard-to-find auto parts. When you need your car repaired, transmission service, or auto parts, think of Black Road Auto. Black Road Auto, 1500 Black Road, Santa Maria, or call them at 346-2770. That's 346-2770.
This is Debbie Arnold. My family runs a local ranch, and I ran a small business in Atascadero for 17 years. Now, I'm running for county supervisor. This real-world experience, as well as being a wife and mother, tell me things like paying a local government bureaucrat $240,000 a year, raising taxes to pay for mosquito-eating fish, and regulating backyard bird feeders are not the right priorities for our community. The simple truth is, irresponsible spending and overregulation harms our local economy. Unfortunately, all of these things were supported by my opponent, 8-year incumbent Jim Patterson. We don't need to be told what to do. We just need to do the right thing. The right thing is to stop wasting money on unnecessary bureaucracy and regulations that are costing us jobs and preventing our local businesses from growing. I get it. This is Debbie Arnold. I would appreciate your vote for supervisor on June 5th. Paid for by Debbie Arnold for Supervisor 2012.
That long-lost gear I dropped on the road years ago has finally kicked back in. It is Tom Madsen. Tom, I'm so sorry. Tom Madsen. He was a good man. And Tom, sometimes I don't remember mine. I think it's been something. Thank you. going to go back. Talk is cheap. This is Bill's News and Commentary right here. And here's the deal. The news while it happened, new breaking news. We have the Medal of Honor presentation taking place right now, and I think they'll run a commercial into it, and then we'll get to hear it, I believe, is how they're going to do it. And we'll see if we're too late. We'll see if, in fact, we joined it, alas, too late. It shouldn't have been. It just came up. Connecting the live stream right now, and we have our ad equipment again by Amtrak. San Juan Capistrano, Emeryville, Fresno, San Luis Obispo. Understanding California is not a flavor style. Amazing destination, 175, Amtrak, California. Okay, so now we're going to load our live feed here with a president and a Medal of Honor presentation. To a man who gave his life.
This Medal of Honor is bestowed on a single soldier for his singular courage, but it speaks to the service of an entire generation and to the sacrifice of so many military families. Because you see, there's one final chapter to this story. You'll recall that as he shipped out to Vietnam, Les stopped at that flower shop. Well, the day he gave his life was Mother's Day. And on that day, the flowers he had ordered arrived for his mom. And the day he was laid to rest was the day before Rose's birthday. And she received the bouquet he had sent her, a dozen red roses. That's the kind of guy, the soldier, the American, that we celebrate today. Les's mother and father did not live to see this day, but in his story, we see the shining values that keep our military strong and keep America great. We see the patriotism of families who give our nation a piece of their heart, their husbands and wives, their sons and their daughters. And we see the devotion of citizens who put on the uniform, who kiss their families goodbye, who are willing to lay down their lives so that we can live ours in peace and in freedom. No words will ever be truly worthy of their service. And no honor can ever fully repay their sacrifice. But on days such as this, we can pay tribute. We can express our gratitude, and we can thank God that there are patriots and families such as these. So, on behalf of the American people, please join me in welcoming Rose for the reading of the citation.
President of the United States of America, authorized by Act of Congress, March 3, 1863, has awarded in the name of Congress the Medal of Honor to Specialist 4, Leslie H. Sabo, Jr., United States Army, for conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty. Specialist 4, Leslie H. Sabo, Jr., distinguished himself by conspicuous acts of gallantry and intrepidity above and beyond the call of duty at the cost of his own life while serving as a rifleman in Company B, 3rd Battalion, 506th Infantry, 101st Airborne Division in Saigon, Cambodia, May 10, 1970. On that day, Specialist 4 Sabo and his platoon were conducting a reconnaissance patrol when they were ambushed from all sides by a large enemy force. Without hesitation, Specialist 4 Sabo charged an enemy position, killing several enemy soldiers. Immediately thereafter, he assaulted an enemy flanking force, successfully drawing their fire away from friendly soldiers and ultimately forcing the enemy to retreat. In order to resupply ammunition, he sprinted across an open field to a wounded comrade. As he began to reload, an enemy grenade landed nearby. Specialist 4 Sabo picked it up, threw it, and shielded his comrade with his own body, thus absorbing the brunt of the blast and saving his comrade's life. Seriously wounded by the blast, Specialist Force Sabo nonetheless retained the initiative and then single-handedly charged an enemy bunker that had inflicted severe damage on the platoon, receiving several serious wounds from automatic weapons fire in the process. Now mortally injured, he crawled towards the enemy emplacement and, when in position, threw a grenade into the bunker. The resulting explosion silenced the enemy fire, but also ended Specialist Force Sabo's life. His indomitable courage and complete disregard for his own safety saved the lives of many of his platoon members. Specialist Force Sabo's extraordinary heroism and selflessness, above and beyond the call of duty, at the cost of his life, are in keeping with the highest traditions of military service and reflect great credit upon himself, Company B, 3rd Battalion, 506th Infantry, 101st Airborne Division, and the United States Army.
certainly lasts in some, doesn't it? Mariah Carey, thank you for your help. Well, 47 right now, 1340 KYNS, San Francisco, Bill Benneke. Thank you for joining me today. It's a Wednesday. A pretty nice day out, and it's supposed to be a little bit cooler by Friday when we have our event at Mitchell Park, 12 noon, and this is to honor our fallen from Afghanistan and Iraq and honor their families. And I think it's going to be a very poignant ceremony. You're invited, so I hope you can come. All right, other things are going on in the world, other things are happening. I saw a thing here that I was like, say what? Okay, let's do this. We have to do this. Man cut off and an all-you-can-eat bar. Didn't you ever wonder sometimes, is there somebody they say, wait a minute, I can't afford you. You think to yourself, we can't afford you. All right, we're loading up here now. Come on. Be nice and play. Because we're all waiting about the man who was cut off from the all-you-can-eat bar. First, we're going to do the Amtrak ad again. Not very successful, as you can hear, for reasons that I don't understand. Stretch your legs and lower your carbon footprint. Amtrak. I'd share what this said so you know.
It's false advertising.
Bill Wisseth has a beef with the all-you-can-eat fish fry at Chuck's Place in Thiensville. He was there Friday when the restaurant cut him off after he ate a dozen pieces.
We asked for more fish. And they refused to give us any more fish.
The restaurant says it was running out of fish and patients, arguing Bill has been a problem customer before. They sent him on his way with another 8 pieces, but that still wasn't enough. He was so fired up, he called the police. Why did you think you needed to call the police about it?
Well, because I think that people have to stand up for consumers.
And he wasn't done. He came back 2 days later with a picket sign. Elizabeth Reming is a waitress there and says they've tried to work with Bill over the years, like letting him have a tab he still hasn't paid off.
What do you have to say about that?
Well, I've got a running account here.
Bill isn't backing down, saying his fish fry fight isn't over. But in the end, even he had something nice to say.
They do have, like, some of the best pizza in town, if you like deep dish pizza.
And apparently the fish isn't bad either, by the way, in case you want to have some fish. Oh, you can eat. I remember Nancy and I, this was back when I was a little bit thinner myself, and Nancy and I went to I think it was Charlie Brown's, and it was up by the airport in San Francisco, and they had an all-you-could-eat brunch. And Nancy and I, as much as you look at me, you say, that's not true, Bill. You must eat a lot. I don't. But we always debated having brunches because it's not worth the money to us. But there was a coupon or something, so we said, okay, let's do it. Anyway, there was a family of four. I guess it was a family, I'm not sure, but anyway, four people, hugely huge, that showed up at the same time, and we thought to ourselves, they're not going to make a dime on that deal right there, unless they can talk them into buying drinks. Right? Try to sell them some alcohol. Only chance you got. I don't know that much about the restaurant business. So when you have a restaurant and it says, what is it, the hometown buffet out here we have? I haven't been there yet. But, you have all you can eat. And I wonder how, obviously it's profitable. I don't know how much they charge to get in, but somehow it's profitable. Oh, by the way, and let me tell you something. Let me get this. I have to get this story right here. I could have died. I'm like, you've got to be kidding. All right, I'm going to be honest with you. I've always thought that a Legionnaire, when you flew from Santa Barbara to Vegas, I thought they were kind of pricey. I got to tell you the truth. I didn't know. I didn't compare prices with them. But they always give you a one-way price, which is ridiculous because you got to come back. But anyway, that doesn't matter. So here's the article right here. Santa Maria to Honolulu soon. Allegiant plans once a week air service starting in November. Introductory fares are $199 one way. So we're still one way. Anyway, so let's call that $400, okay? $400. That much money, and that's less than half price. The cheapest other airline I could fly, flying to Honolulu from Santa Barbara, because, we're not doing it yet from Santa Maria, Cheapest thing I can do, Santa Barbara. Now, you can, there are direct flights, but you save a lot more money. And believe me, you save a lot more money if you stop in L.A. first. And why do you care if you stop in L.A. first? But it, even if you stop in L.A., the cheapest I could find was $806 on Kayak. Well, actually, it was one of those comparison things, Kayak and Orbitz and all those other people. $806 round trip to Hawaii. Holy dem! I guess they figure, well, you can't swim there. So, you know, it's either our way or the highway, which they don't have all the way to Hawaii. Sorry, I was stunned. Stunned. So that's a good deal. Wow. $800. All right, other things are going on. Here's the thing. We have to get to this because it just it's kind of weird. There was two stories that just didn't, they sort of didn't jive. And there are two different parts of the paper. So I'll see if I'll work on it, make sure I can find it so that I can do one right after the other. Otherwise, it'll make, that makes sense. Let me grab this over here real quick. Let's see if I can find it right now. Okay, we got a dredge in Morro Bay again. They got the big old dredger here. Here's the Army Corps of Engineers right here. And they're dredging. Now, they're just dredging sand that builds up in the harbor mouth, you know, because of the current and the tide and the whole thing. So they, you know, the harbor gets harder to get into, so they dig basically a big hole, and then they go dump it. I don't know where they dump, somewhere. And so what we're finding out is that the entire Morro Bay is filled with old tires and crap. And so it doesn't, you know, that's part of the reason that the water thing is not right. All right, let me see. It's done. I'll figure out something else. I'll work on that. It's not important. It's not important that it doesn't happen when you want it to happen. You just keep on going. All right. Now, other things that are happening in the news right here on the front page. Of course, a new frontier for space travel, and this is kind of a Groovius Maximus thing. This week, private company SpaceX aims to send a cargo capsule into orbit and rendezvous with the space station. And so they got their own rocket, they got their own capsule, they got their own every darn thing. And then hopefully, if it doesn't smash into the space station, everything could be really cool. And then we start on the privatization of air travel, space travel. And NASA, I don't know what NASA's going to do. NASA's going to just shine up the old trophies and stuff from the time before, I guess. I don't know. All right. Now, another thing was in the news. Virgin Atlantic's going to start cell phone service. And the only thing is that it depends on where you're going, but even if you're just flying from one place in the United States to another place, and you have the roaming charges, those roaming charges are the thing they're hoping that you do. You know, I mean, you got your basic area, and then as soon as you roam out of that, they nail you. And even though I don't use the cell phone that much, I know about it. And so they're hoping that they want to hug old what's his name crazy there, because it's like, oh, thank you very much, sir, whatever his name is. All right. Now this is fascinating news, I think, and there's a lot of us that would say. I don't know if you're a teacher, you're going to say, heck with you, Benica. But for those of us that have always wondered about tenured teachers and go, how much sense does that make? However, the unions are way behind it because the unions, you know, want you to be able to have a job for life, and it doesn't matter if you stink or not. So that's what's going on. Lawyers for seven children in California are suing the state in an attempt to overturn five laws that they say violate their constitutional right to a fair education because they protect bad teachers. And lawsuit filed Monday in L.A. County Superior Court is the most sweeping challenge to date of teacher tenure, dismissal procedures, and senior priority layoffs. Longtime tenants of the teaching profession that have fallen under the increasingly sharp critics and criticism in recent years, but fiercely fought for the unions. So that's like, it's a fight to the finish. It's a fight to the finish right there. Anyway, but I think a lot of us have said the same thing for many years. Oh, excuse me. If we suck at what we do, they say goodbye. There's a door. You stink. Goodbye. And the other thing, too, is that it and how could it not? If you told somebody in the private sector, let's go back to the private sector. You told somebody in the private sector that you have a job for life. You know, no matter what happens, you're going to have this job for life. How enthusiastic would you be to continue that job when you're, you know, in your late 50s, to continue doing a great job at it? I mean, you know, tell me the truth. I see a problem right there, don't you? All right. Now, here's another thing that happened. So here, this Debbie Arnold's campaign got the guy who's the air pollution control guy involved in the thing, this Mr. Allen. And so, you know, and what he was being paid, $240,000. And so it got into that whole thing. So now Nancy and I stopped by the new, what's the name, Olive Garden yesterday. The manager's name is in a cement block that's part of the structure of the building, which I thought, wow, they must have a lot of confidence in that guy. Anyhow, so all you can do is compare it to Santa Maria. It's not quite as warm as Santa Maria, but it's very nice, but it's much bigger and boxier than Santa Maria's store. But the food's the same, you know, it's all the same stuff. And the waitress was very good. But here's the thing I was thinking of. So how many people work for the Air Pollution Control District? I don't know what the number would be. And so I asked the girl at Olive Garden, how many people work in this restaurant? And she said about 150. Number one, I bet the guy's not paid $240,000 at Olive Garden. I just bet. But I'm going to see if I can find out, because I have a backdoor way of maybe finding that information out. And I'm sure the Air Pollution Control District doesn't have 150 employees. So this is what I was saying yesterday, when you compare the private sector with the public sector, this is where everything's haywire, you know. So you take somebody that has that many people, you might say, well, his responsibilities are different. All he's got to do is get a bowl of spaghetti on the table. You know what I mean? From what I've observed of the Air Pollution Control District, you know, it's not exactly a backbreaker, you know, to do that either. So I compare them in much the same way. And me too, you know. I mean, I don't do anything. And like I said, you know, the last person in the whole wide world that's on his way out is me, or the first person on his way out is me after they do the guy that does the bridge column. You know, that'll be the way that is. All right. Other things that are happening in our world. Other things going on. What do we got? Oh, I only got a half a minute. Well, this isn't surprising. So with that half a minute, we'll mention the fact that super PACs are cozying up to campaigns. Similar ads from Obama and outside group raises question about their independence. All right. Did anybody imagine they were independent to begin with? I think Stephen Colbert made the correct mockery of that whole concept of the fact that a super PAC is not influenced at all by the person that it's for. And those are the people, by the way, who are electing your president. You can vote, but that's who's electing them.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. New research into head trauma.
Once again, a violent collision. This one's head-to-head.
A new study in the journal Neurology has found learning slows down among some college athletes who get their bell rung a lot. The brain damage from high-impact sports may be a lot more immediate than was thought.
Three out of the four contact athletes still were doing okay on that test of learning. However, one in four or five of the contact sport group was doing worse.
Dr. Thomas McAllister at Dartmouth led the study. Also turns out there is similarity in the damage from years of high head impacts in sports to the concussion from a single roadside bomb explosion for a soldier, provided they survive.
And not only is it very intense, but it oscillates back and forth so that those winds are impacting the head of an individual and causing the damage.
Dr. Lee Goldstein at Boston University, speaking of the bomb's blast wave and the damage it does. Members of the House Homeland Security Committee heard the airline industry insiders past and present, telling them today, as Minnesota Congressman Chip Kravach did, former airline pilot.
I'm going to tell you now that I feel the next breach that will occur is going to come from the shadow of the airplane.
He's talking about maintenance and baggage handlers and others who could all too easily, he says, get through TSA security checks to get jobs at big airports. Final arguments expected tomorrow in the trial of former presidential candidate John Edwards, CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
The defense now will turn to jurors during closing arguments and say, look, we didn't put our client on the stand because the government didn't prove its case. It didn't establish that John Edwards had the criminal intent necessary to be convicted of these crimes. Now, whether the jury believes that or not is another question.
a posthumous Medal of Honor for a Vietnam War hero today at the White House.
After Army Specialist Les Sabo died in battle against communist North Vietnamese forces in Cambodia 42 years ago, papers were filed for a medal, but the file was lost.
The fog of war and paperwork that seemed to get lost in the shuffle meant this story was almost lost to history.
President Obama in the White House told about Sabo's heroism, protecting dozens of wounded Americans in a bloody battle.
He shielded that soldier with his own body.
The president asked a few dozen survivors of that battle to stand and get the thanks that all Vietnam veterans should have gotten four decades ago. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Some women are moving into actual combat jobs in what were once all-male units. The policy change is being tested at 9 different brigades before going Army-wide. When the Army studied the policy, they found that women were dying on the battlefields already and decided to give them a gun and train them to use it. On Wall Street, the Dow down about 25 points, NASDAQ off 17, oil prices less than $93 a barrel today. This is CBS News.
Doctor, teacher, judge. These are just a few of the people who've lost a child to heat stroke after leaving them in an empty car. 33 children died last year alone. It can happen to anyone. Even you could forget a sleeping or quiet baby. If you have small children, get in the habit of checking the back seat every time you exit your vehicle. It could mean the difference between life and death. Where's baby? Look before you lock. To learn more, visit safercar.gov/heatstroke.
Summer celebrations are fast approaching, and with the Sherwin-Williams exterior stain sale, it's the perfect time to gear up for them. Through July 8th, Deckscape's deck stains are only $29.99 per gallon, and save on power washer rentals where available. Now you can clean, prep, stain, and seal your deck all in one day, with plenty of money left over to throw a great party on it. Woodscape siding stains are also on sale for just $31.99 a gallon. Get your stain project started today at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store, or visit sherwinwilliams.com/deck.
Virgin Atlantic is allowing passengers on certain flights to use their cell phones, though only briefly, and pricey international calling rates will apply.
Being crammed into that tiny seat for several hours is already uncomfortable, and veteran flyers say having a businessman trying to close a deal at 30,000 feet would be too much.
I don't want someone talking on their phone the whole time during the flight.
Travelers say being on a plane is a time to unplug.
We're too connected in this world. Too much going on. Take a little break. Relax.
Like first class, some wonder if there could be a special cell phone section on a plane. Michael Board for CBS News, San Antonio.
School buses in Clayton County, Georgia are getting police escorts this week or until a would-be sniper is caught. A man was seen pointing a rifle in the direction of a bus in Hampton, Georgia. A witness yelled and the man ran away. When the police got to the spot, they found the rifle and a notebook full of school bus numbers. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 15% on all in-stock wood fencing from pickets to panels when you buy in bulk. That could knock any fence project down to size in a hurry. And our wide selection of wood choices and styles puts everything you need within easy reach. So come in, load up, and save a bundle with up to 15% off all in-stock wood fencing when you buy in bulk. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Exclusions apply. U.S. only. See store for details.
do you think they're so obsessed with breasts? And Florence is still with us, too, the author of the book. So.
Well, they keep babies alive. So
we've established that.
You didn't think I was going to say that, did you?
No, I didn't. I knew you'd be respectful, though.
I'm a very respectful guy. Also, they make me want to work harder and get a faster car, and I believe that that works for everybody around the world, so that men work more, get faster cars, have better jobs, act smarter, therefore the world being a better place just for the sake of boobs.
So the breast is a source of male motivation.
It drives me. It's okay. A driving force in my life.
I notice. I hope she is still there. Bonnie Blossman, are you there with us? There you are. She's the star.
I want her phone number, Dr.
I'm here.
She's the star of Big Rich Texas and the Style Network. Bonnie, thank you for coming back. I know you were trying to get away, but Jason came in here, I guess we should say, motivated by your appearance.
I have a Porsche. If that helps.
And so
we're, I like Porsches.
We're seeing firsthand how this sort of works. Are we just operating from such a primitive level now that that's, you know, we can respond to people across a Skype and across a satellite? And
I just think, I mean, she's a very beautiful woman, and that the breast area is sort of, it's telling me that I should tell her that I have a Porsche. And that not only do I have a Porsche, but I'm also a very nice guy. I'll get to that later, but right now I just wanted to know that I have a Porsche. But she looks great, and it fits. Her face matches her chest.
How about
everybody's having fun?
How about the fact that she got her dog?
It's like a big party. She's laughing.
How about the
dog? I think.
Go ahead, Bonnie. Go.
I think there's a biological reason for this. I'm a biologist. I think it's a form of natural selection. I think that big breasts are a sign of fitness.
Hang on a second, Bonnie. I want to back you up. I actually looked up Bonnie's CV before she, and she is a well-trained biologist with a graduate degree in biology. There's no kidding.
I'm a boobologist, so we're almost the
Jason,
same.
So seriously, the natural selection. I'm a biologist by training too, and so natural selection is how we think. We think, what are the purpose of these things? There's got to be some evolutionary reason. But Bonnie, I'm going to interrupt you and just say, Florence, you perhaps disagree with that and say there's more of an anthropological, sociological reason here, right?
Well, the argument is really sexual selection versus natural selection. And I think Bonnie is saying we have these organs because they've been sexually selected. But actually, there's just no evidence for it. And in fact, natural selection would indicate that it somehow helped the fitness of the woman because it stored extra fat. And early in our evolutionary past, women needed to have more fat in order to even reach puberty and then to gestate a pregnancy. So actually, men may have nothing to do with the reason we have breasts.
Okay.
And it's wonderful that they appreciate them, but that doesn't mean that's why we have
them. And I would say for everybody out there who's interested, do look up the difference between sexual selection and natural selection. They are quite different.
You're now in Bill Benica's world, where talk is cheap.
San Luis Obispo's Palm Theater is your ticket to cinema for the soul. Jim D's Palm Theater shows first-run film festival favorites for those who seek movie mastery that runs deeper than the overly hyped pedestrian fare. This marvelous intimate multiplex is known as the Slow Theater, where the prices and popcorn are the best in town. Green as a bean, the Palm is also the only solar-powered theater on the Central Coast. Across from the Palm Street parking garage, the Palm on Palm. Cinema for your soul.
The MRI system everyone has been waiting for is now at San Luis Diagnostic Center. Patients love it. No more claustrophobia. No more masks over your face. No more tight spaces. And imaging speed to get you in and out, faster than any other magnet made. Plus, doctors love its unsurpassed image quality. The Siemens Skyra produces images doctors only dreamed of before. When you need your next MRI, ask for the new, wide-open, ultra-high-field Siemens Skyra at San Luis Diagnostic Center. Even if you live in North or South County, drive a little and get a whole lot more. Best image quality, the greatest patient comfort, and the lowest possible price. Why should you go anywhere else? When you need an MRI, call San Luis Diagnostic Center. 542-9700. That's 542-9700. To schedule your exam on the most modern equipment available.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shushun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people in the right place all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Tom Madsen.
Talk is cheap right now. It is 16 minutes after the hour, 1 o'clock here with Bill Beneke, and I thank you for joining me today on the Friends and Neighbors Network. This is Bill Beneke's News and Commentary. I read the news. I get to make some comments on it. That's the way it is. All right. Sometimes I just share the news. It just depends on what I'm doing at the time. You know what I mean? It depends on how the story's panned out. No, I don't just grab the paper first thing in the morning. I study it. I go on the Internet. I look at the LA Times, look at the papers, and say, okay, is there something I need to bring here from that? Usually not. We have 2 hours worth of stuff. All right. This is really interesting because remember Ellen DeGeneres, who is she with, Target or one of the people, JCPenney? Anyway, somebody had suggested that they boot her, you know, because she's gay. And then somebody else said, well, no, that's not a bad idea because everybody loves her to death. And not only that, she has just received an honor with the top U.S. Humor Prize. She was selected by the Kennedy Center to receive this year's Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. Ellen, as she is known, had this to say: it's such an honor to receive the Mark Twain Prize, to get the same award that has been given to people like Bill Cosby, Tina Fey, and Will Ferrell. It really makes me wonder, why didn't I get this sooner? DeGeneres is the 15th recipient of the Twain, the center announced Tuesday. She was chosen because her special brand of humor has allowed us to find hilarity and in the mundaneness kept us laughing, said Chairman David Rubenstein. All right, and speaking of which, I think this is Jane Lynch on gay marriage, because, of course, Ellen DeGeneres is involved in the same thing. However, she's involved in, you know, when she does her jokes and stuff, and she does her TV show, she doesn't have these long periods where nothing happens, that just sits there and doesn't do anything. She doesn't have that. So Jane Lynch isn't really getting to where I need to be. Okay. Well, then we're just going to have to say the heck with that. I'm only going to be embarrassed for so many seconds, and then I'm going to say, okay, fine. If we can't hear it, we can't hear it. That's all right. New effort filed to free OJ in Nevada. A new lawyer for the OJ Simpson, filed a new attempt Tuesday to get his release from Nevada State Prison, alleging the former football star was so badly represented that he deserves a new one. He's had plenty of fine representation there. I think it's fine. You're going to see, I mean it, you will see O.J. Simpson back on television someday. I hate to say that, but it's going to happen. Just the way it is. Okay, here's what we came up with Pakistan and the supply routes and all that stuff. Help me up. Are you serious? Under a proposed deal, the U.S.-led coalition would pay as much as $1,800 for each truck taking war supplies to troops in Afghanistan to go through Pakistan. Okay, that's all I want to say about that, because it just bothers me, so I'm not going to get into any more of that. Okay, GOP fights a new fight over the debt limit, which and John Boehner and the whole thing, which we spent so many days and months and weeks doing before. But it's better than actually having to do something. American consumers will soon be able to test themselves for the virus that causes AIDS in the privacy of their own home. While the HIV test, which uses a mouth swab to return a result in 20 minutes, does not appear to be as accurate as professionally administered diagnostics, Food and Drug Administration advisory panel said it could provide an important way to expand HIV testing. All right, that's a good idea, I guess. And then once you've spent the money on the test thing, and then you say, oh, it says positive, then you're going to go to the doctor anyway and make sure. So... But what is that doing, though, when we stop and think about it? It's improving the economy. More products sold. You know, more goods and services right there. All right. An influential panelist is calling for an 80% reduction in U.S. nuclear weapons and elimination of all nuclear-armed intercontinental ballistic missiles. The report for the advocacy group Global Zero, retired General James Cartwright and others argue the U.S. needs no more than 900 total nuclear weapons for security in a post-Cold War world. The Cold War was not the war that we're concerned about anymore. Cartwright is a former vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, known to be close to President Barack Obama. The report comes at a time when the president is weighing the range of sharp nuclear reductions. But let me see, what did they say? We can get rid of all nuclear-armed intercontinental ballistic missiles. That's possible. Well, it's possible. There, I can see where it's possible, because you have nuclear-armed submarines that are God knows where, all over the world. You know, right now, as we speak, they're underwater cruising along there, you know. Just waiting for the big call. Okay, waiting for the call. All right, here's a fun thing that people are doing, which is really special. States divert funds intended for housing. California, among growing number of states seeking to use foreclosure settlement money to close the budget gap. Hundreds of millions of dollars meant to provide a little relief to the nation's struggling homeowners is being diverted to plug state budget gaps. Thank you. All right, we were supposed to help you out with this money, but we decided we're going to help us out with the money right here because we've screwed the whole thing up, and it's probably why you're in the shape you're in today anyway. Because we weren't paying attention to what was going on. See, we as your leaders and legislators, we weren't paying attention to what happened when the housing crisis was happening. We were asleep at the wheel. But we want to help you. We want to take your dough. Thank you. I got a phone call today, or I was in a phone conversation, and they said that we're going to have our thing on Friday at 12 noon. We're our special presentation to families of fallen soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq, and that'll be at Mitchell Park at 12 noon. It'll be a barbecue, you can buy a wiener or whatever. But here's the deal. So then he said, "Did you know that Kasho was Ashajin was going to do one in Lompoc the next day?" And I said, "Well, no, I don't know who's responsible for Lompoc news. I don't really get involved in Lompoc news. Just like Santa Maria probably does. Anyway, so I figure they're not conflicting ceremonies anyway. That's fine. But just to know if you know somebody in Lompoc, I don't know where or when. It must be Saturday at what, noon maybe? I don't know. At somewhere in Lompoc." I've been to Lompoc, but I don't know where the park is or anything. Somebody's on the horn right now. We're going to see what we can find out. Hello, hello.
Hey, Billy boy. How's it going?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm hanging in. Hey, I've got a problem with something that I'm just trying to figure out here. And I hear a lot of news of, little situations here and there, what's going on with us in California. And we've got our governor that has decided that he made a mistake when he set up or said what our minus was going to be as far as our income.
Yeah.
He originally said it was going to be a loss of $9 billion. That's how deep we were going to be in the hole.
Right.
And just this week, or last week, he said, no, we figured out it's going to be $16 billion. Now, I realize that the governor is not a CPA or anything along that line.
Yes.
But from January to the beginning of May, for them to figure out that they are almost 100% off on what's coming in to the state as far as taxes and fees and whatever, I'd have to say somebody there is, a few tacos short of a combination plate when it comes to their ciphering.
Here's the other thing, too, that's kind of interesting, and I think it's undeniable, and that is the fact that, of course, he's pushing for, his tax plan, his tax proposition, and basically he's saying we're going to sort of get out of bad shape based on people approving that, and I'm not sure I can't predict in a million years who's going to approve it and who's not. I suppose if you tell people you're going to go from $9 billion to $16 billion overnight, I would suppose that would influence some voters to say, well, geez, we've got to save ourselves and here's what we're going to have to do. I have to tell you, I agree with you. I'm not going to disagree with you at all with this, Mike. What I totally am baffled by, I mean, here they're talking about, raiding the mortgage relief funds and everything. I just don't even know if I see how in the world California is going to bail out of this.
I don't see it either, Bill, because he's talking that, he figures a 4% raise on the most affluent of the state is going to assist them over 7 years. And the state of New York, the state of New Jersey, and the state of California have all done the same thing. And guess what happens when they raise the taxes on the affluent? They leave. They go to another state where the taxes are either less or non-existent. So, because they can afford to.
True.
So whose back does it go upon? I mean, California itself has had several programs where they tried to figure out why, when they increased the taxes, that the income came lower than expected, and they find out that the people moving out are the ones with money, and the people coming in are the ones that are broke.
Well, so, you're accurate about what's going on in the state of California from that standpoint. That is what's happening in California.
Yeah, so it, none of it makes sense to me, Bill. I don't know. Maybe it does to you, or maybe in Sacramento, but I don't know how.
Sacramento doesn't make sense to anybody. I mean, doesn't make any sense.
It's just frustrating the hell out of me because every time what we're doing, I've got a friend that was opening a business down in Los Angeles, okay, just a small manufacturing business, but he wanted to open it in his home state of California. He's moving to Arizona.
To open the business.
Because it's going to cost him over $1 million, $1.5 million more to open here in California with all the rules and regulations and red tape that do not one thing better the environment, the hiring establishment, anything. It just is fees to try to get the state out of their problem.
It kind of reminds me of Surfshop. Reminds me of a surf shop in Rio Grande.
Right, right. It's that kind of a thing. Instead, they're going to lose 30 to 50 jobs here in California with the potential of a lot more in the next couple of years. And it's ridiculous to me. It's crazy.
Well, here's the thing. I'm waiting for somebody. I read this thing from the LA Times yesterday. I'm waiting for somebody, any legislator to come forth and say, you know what? The bullet train thing goes on the shelf. There's no possible way we can do this because we have to come up with $6 billion, in the next 5 years, number one. And number two, it will cost $3.5 million every calendar day, Saturday, Sunday, everything, holidays, to run the darn thing. And so we don't have $3.5 million in California to spend on a bullet train every day. We don't have the $6 billion we need, to have this thing done by the time that has to be had. I want somebody to come forward and say
an average of 10,000 people a day. Now, what sense does that make?
None.
They're stuck at Victorville. Now, my brother lives in Victorville, but it's not exactly a metropolitan hub. it's a place to go through, not to stop at. So I just don't understand that at all. And our share of it, there's some people that are saying, some groups that are saying our share could be as high as $30 billion in 10 years.
I just think this whole thing right now where the state of California is in, nobody should even be thinking about it. And the federal government, it's almost like a crime. The federal government holds out this money and says, we'll do this for you if you do the part we need. We'll do this for you. And everybody in the whole wide world gets tempted in doing that. Look what has happened to our cities because of that. Look what's happened to our school system by applying the exact same thing. The federal government says, we'll give you money for this, that, and the other.
Departments?
Yeah, everything. Everybody has this money dangling in front of them.
Because they give one allotment of money and then say, you're on your own, buddy.
Boy. I mean, it's like we don't learn, but I hope this time we'll learn and say, forget you. We don't care. That's not something that's important to us right now. And it isn't important to us right now. It's not worth a tinker's dam right now.
Right. I mean, what they're looking at in jobs and stuff, besides the fact Like, we've got a solar farm that's being built right now. And right now, there are a few hundred jobs that are going on with that. Do you know how many people in the county have actually been hired?
No, I have no idea.
Less than a dozen. The majority of the people have all come from out of the county because that's where the construction, the contractors are from. So all of these guys have come from outside of our area to do this. And once the job is completed, it's going to be a grand total of a dozen people that are going to be employed for however long that the solar farm exists. At a cost of 150% of what electricity is costing us now. And that's guaranteed money to them.
You know, this reminds me of when I was in Washington outside of Spokane. There was a town outside of Spokane called Addy, A-D-D-Y, and they had an Alcoa processing plant there. I don't know. They smelted aluminum. I'm not sure what they did, but they did something that was stinky. And they always talked about how environmentally friendly their plant was, but if you go through it at night, if you drive by it at night, there's smoke and poop all over the place. It was like, you know, it was just insane. But the other thing was, you know, their big promise to the area was we're going to be able to hire a lot of people. Not a single person was employed that was local. Every single person was brought in from another place. Then, to make matters worse, when somebody would say they transfer somebody to another state or whatever, they would buy out their house. And they'd overpay for the house. They would absolutely overpay for the person's house. Therefore, the house would sit there on the market forever because it couldn't be moved because the bank wouldn't loan money on it past a certain appraised value, and yet they had already paid more than that. So it was like this circular insanity that was almost hard to fathom, and yet here was a town, you know, a little community that said, oh, okay, this looks good for us. Go ahead and do it. And as soon as they said, go ahead and let's do it, guess what? It was the worst thing they could have done.
Bill, that sounds like the exact same thing that happened in Victorville, right by my brother's house, with a Purina dog food company. And they came in there, and they came in with one set of rules, and then all of a sudden when they start up, those rules become abandoned. And everyone that was employed from their back east plants. Nobody was hired from the local area. And like you say, when the jobs switch over, the housing market there in Victorville and in Apple Valley is overly depressed because of the fact of places like that pulling people out and a glut of housing now.
Right. And it's weird. And if they would just say, okay, we'll pay a fair market value going into it, we'll pay a fair market value going out of it, and God knows there's enough realtors in every burg in the entire country to sort that out. But the fact that they just ignore that creates a huge problem. And I some of these big companies, you know, and so when we – it's always this issue, like you said, about the solar plant and only hiring a dozen people locally. You know, it's not – so when somebody says, and there's somebody that's saying this in their political advertising right now, you know, I'm a job creator. I did this. And then they point to the solar farm. Well, yeah, that's – you created 12 jobs.
Right.
Yahoo.
Right.
Yahoo. You know. Oh, okay.
That's going to change the whole county.
That's right there. So anyhow, I mean, I agree with you. It's like it's probably almost the exact same thing as the people that want to drill in Wasna. I would imagine that it's going to be the same situation. I'm sure they're saying that, you know, guess what? We're going to need people. We're going to need truck drivers. We're going to need all this other stuff. I wouldn't hold my breath that it's going to have anything to do with local people.
Considering all the places that have shut down in Long Beach and in that area around there, you know, I would assume they would want people with experience, and that means bringing them up. So
I don't want to be totally pessimistic. You know, there's people. I mean, there are companies that come into San Luis Obispo and they hire local people. I mean, it does exist, but we don't. The sad part is we don't have usually anybody large come into the whole Central Coast area because you're sure isn't not going to be able to come into San Luis Obispo and build something. So there are people that come into the Central Coast area, and some are pretty good employers. They have quite a bit of people, but. You know, they're sort of few and far between, and they're only of a certain size. I mean, if you take our biggest employers, some of our biggest employers, like I mentioned, the Olive Garden has hired 150 local people. Oddly enough, our restaurants, if you take McClintock's three restaurants and find out how many employees there are, there's a lot. A lot of like restaurants and things like that are the people who employ the most people in this town.
Well, yeah, but the problem is that talk to people that are opening small restaurants or talk to people that have a little restaurant that is trying to expand or whatever. There are so many rules and regulations and stuff that are going on, especially in our county, that, I mean, it makes it that there's no way they can expand. How many people have talked to, how many times have you heard the guy that started the Home Depot, the guy that started some of the other places like that, the discount places, even the people that with Costco and stuff like that, said that right now today with the state and federal rules and regulations, they could not start those businesses now.
Amazing. All right, and what we'll do is we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we'll talk about the editorial and the surf shop in Arroyo Grande, what the Tribune has to say about it, and what this man's been going through, and talk about that. Thanks for your call today, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right, Billy Boy, we'll talk to you real soon.
All right, amigo. Bye-bye.
It's time to turn it loose. With Kenny Loggins. June 21st at Shumash Casino Resort. This is Kenny Loggins, the Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter performing all of his hits. With special guests, Blue Sky Writers. Reserve seats at Club Shumash, ShumashCasino.com, or phone 1-800-585-3737. There's more at KennyLoggins.com.
When you buy a previously owned vehicle from Rancho Grande Motors, you can feel confident that your automobile purchase will be covered, whether by a written warranty or something even better. You see, our philosophy at Rancho Grande Motors is no worries. You don't even have to ask, because we always tell you everything we know about our vehicles. Our vehicles are top-notched and fully reconditioned. We take pride in the condition of our previously owned cars and trucks. If something goes wrong with your car or truck, we handle it. And they are all priced competitively on the lot and the internet, so you can shop and compare. Come talk to us at Rancho Grande Motors, where you'll always have a peace of mind when it comes to a used car purchase. We're always here for you. We are Rancho Grande Motors. Go to RanchoGrandeMotors.com or stop by for a visit at 1404 Auto Park Way, San Luis. Rancho Grande Motors, a little hard to find, but always easy to deal with.
Don't let someone throw you a curveball when choosing who to see for hearing help. There are plenty of dispensers and strange devices out there. Dr. Karen Scott, Doctor of Audiology, has the years of experience, education, and can help you with the best decisions for you, your children, grandpa and grandma, and all those betwixt and between. With Dr. Karen's lineup of professionals, your experience with them will be a bases loaded, out of the park home run. Dr. Karen Scott, the LA Dodgers, and KYNS. What a fantastic lineup. Dr. Karen Scott's office is in the 3-story glass Walther building next to the DMV on South Higuera. Come in soon.
It is 1:43 right now. You're Bill Benica on 1340 KYNS, your news station. And we talked to Mike on the phone here, and here's what we were talking about. This is the editorial of the Opinion Tribune. Aurora Grande needs to work with a shop owner. Opening a new store and former grocery site would be far better than having the empty shell. Bakersfield businessman has been trying to open a surf shop in a village where Aurora Grande is ready to throw in the towel, and his name is Doug DeBerdy. And as Tribune staff writer Cynthia Lambert reported last week, he said he's so fed up with the way the city handles application that he's put the building up for sale and is talking about opening a surf shop in Grover Beach. So they go, you know, on and on about he was having conflicting things about the parking, about the, you know, the landscaping. And he just kind of finally said, okay, I've had enough of all this. He was going to go into JJ's Market, which was, you know, kind of a piece of dog meat to begin with. And so he would fix that up, which would be kind of nice. DeBerdy had already made several improvements and was prepared to do more when he abruptly walked away from the project. He said he was tired of giving conflicting directions, so he spray-painted on the window, I guess, building for sale, thanks City of Aurora Grande, on the front window. They said it was snarky, a snarky comment, building for sale, thanks City of Aurora Grande. We understand this frustration, and we agree that regulations are necessary to ensure the village retains its character. Now, here's the thing that they might, because you don't know what thing was really in the forefront of this, and I have to admit, I've never interviewed the man, nor have I interviewed the City of Aurora Grande, so I don't know the answer to this, and I don't pretend to. But it was interesting because he was concerned about, you know, how he had to give up some of his parking to a business next door, which he wasn't happy about doing, although I don't know how much parking is available, but there's only, I mean, how many people visit a surf shop at any one time? I'm just asking. So anyway, but so that landscaping, all that. But then he wanted to put two murals on the building. Now this, for all we know, because we don't know, this could be the big sticking point that they don't want murals put on the side of the building. And understandably, some cities are not jazzed on that idea. Other cities say, well, it's okay. It just sort of depends on what the thing is that it's depicting. One would guess it would be a surfing depiction of some kind, wouldn't it? Anyway, so here's what their last sentence was. As for DeBerdy, we urge him to put away the spray paint and give officials a break. And he's saying, I need the officials to give me a break. So I wish I knew more about what I don't know more about. But that's what's going on there. Other people in the news. Here's Brown Ames new budget at tax vote. So that's what we said was happening. You know that he's depending on this ballot initiative. Now here's a couple things that were kind of interesting. If I can share these with you, this is a letter from Ann in Morro Bay. She said, 35 years, I don't understand at all what this first sentence says. I think she has it backwards and upside down and sideways because it makes no sense. 35 years ago, I persuaded my infant granddaughter to move her parents to Morro Bay. Can infants speak? Can infants go, mama, dada, Morro Bay? I don't think so. Anyway, we joined the library, explored Cerrito Peak. We watched floats. We did all this kind of stuff. And then took the ride about home. Regaining that vibrant, friendly Morro Bay depends on choosing candidates. So it has to do with candidates. All it can be instead of the tired retread it's become. The tired retread it's become. Morro Bay has new restaurants in it. It has new stores in it. And I have to tell you something. We drove my brother and his wife through there on Saturday, and Morro Bay was booked. I mean, Morro Bay was booked. So I know that what this is a political letter because she lists people at the end that she says you better vote for, you ought to vote for these people because they'll help Morro Bay. But I have to tell you the truth. I have to say, Morro Bay seemed to be doing just fine as far as all the stuff she's mentioning. Now, if there's some other part aspect of Morro Bay that she hasn't mentioned here, again, I've read the whole letter. I don't know where it is. Those who know the business can truly prosper when it fills a need, not a whim. That the financial underpinnings of a town benefit more from the families and children who dwell within its borders than those who come for the day. Which isn't true at all in Morro Bay. Morro Bay absolutely depends on their tourist traffic to even survive. But okay. All right, here's the other one. Here's another thing here. Jim wrote this one. Change with the times. Retail business on the Central Coast must move into the 21st century to survive. In the past 6 months, I have gone to local establishments to buy a filter for my vacuum, a filter for my ice maker, and a miter gauge for my table saw. In each instance, the sales clerk told me they did not have the parts, suggesting I go to the manufacturer's website in order to do it. So what did he do? Jim said, I just went on to Amazon and got it within a few days. So he says, why can't our businesses provide that kind of service? Just say, oh, yeah, we'll have it for you in a few days and order from Amazon. Well, actually, they could have it in a few days and order from the manufacturer. Also, to be fair, I don't know where he went to find what he was looking for. Most of the time, boy, I have to tell you, there was a time when there was a time in San Luis Obispo on the Central Coast when, you know, you were going to have a tough time finding stuff because, I mean, the businesses just weren't big enough. But now here's the one that's the kicker, though. I mean, I got to be honest with you. So let's say you take Miner's Hardware. I'm going to guess that's probably where he went to a Miner's Hardware because that's all there is now. And they said he was looking for, what was the thing again? A miter gauge for his table saw. Not something they'd probably stock for, you know, 15 different kinds of table saws as a miter gauge. So sometimes you have to be kind of fair. So here's the interesting thing. So now we're in this conundrum that's interesting to me in how this our economy's expanded or lack expansion, and how much small business can afford to compete with Amazon, and compete with some of the Home Depot, compete with the Costco, and so I have to tell you something. I've been supported the whole entire time I've done radio. I was supported by local business. If I went and needed something and they didn't have it, and I'd say, can you order it? And they'd say, yeah, it'll take a week to get it. Where was I going in that week? I mean, you know what I mean? The guy, you don't need a miter thingy for your table saw in a week, do you? I don't think you do. And so I kind of planned if I needed something and I knew I was going to need it, I would kind of plan ahead on that and then go to somebody that sold the stuff and say, you probably need to order this for me. I'd say, okay. And they do it. And it didn't take a week is on the outside. I'm being, you know, to the extreme that it would take a week to get. So I'm trying to say that to be fair, if the person does say you should go to the manufacturer for it, and occasionally they do, and it's interesting because some of the big box people are more apt to do that than smaller stores. So I don't know. I think it's sort of an even push and pull on this whole affair of whether you're going to go buy it from Amazon or they're going to get it from a manufacturer. Either way, you may have to wait for the time it takes to ship it. So you decide how you want to do that. But I admit, if somebody says, well, we can't help you out, you got to go to the manufacturer, I would question doing business with those people myself. They're not trying. They're not caring about me. And by God, that's what you got to do these days, you know, because that's where everybody just goes and says, here, I'll just go on the internet. That's the end of that. All right, and one other person said this. I'm not taking sides, but I see the problem sometimes, and I'm like, you know, come on, come on, come on. It can't be good for the dog. They're getting nervous. The point was the Morrow Bay Car Show was great, all this, and this is Hap. And he says it turned out absolutely wonderful, except those folks who brought their dogs, and there were many. The large crowd made it even worse. More car show organizers forbid dogs, and for obvious reasons. It's a car show. Go walk your dogs on the beach or around the block down to a crowd of 1,000 people enjoying the day in downtown Morro Bay. So can I say this? I agree with that. I think it's inappropriate, and it's inappropriate if your dog wants to go pee on the tire of a collector's car. I think it's inappropriate a lot of times for people to be in the middle of Higuera Street with dogs. I don't quite understand that because people are trying to walk and you got leashes involved and all that crazy stuff. But there are people who I've learned the dog has to come along. Not sure why. Have children. You know, they learn to walk and then they can kind of, you know. Anyhow, so I understand where people go. And then you got the dogs that people bring in. More and more I'm seeing people bringing in dogs into supermarkets and other places, which I'm sure they're not allowed in. But, you know, they do. And I don't think that's really right either, but that's just me. And then the slow CMA Board of Directors, California Medical Association, Dr. Amin Amir, Dr. Renee Bravo, Dr. Douglas Cannon, Dr. Tom Hale, Dr. Vance Rogers, Dr. Joe Schwartz, and Dr. Fred Vernacchia of San Luis Diagnostic, respected doctors all, said medical professionals didn't deserve implicit taint. So what they're basically saying is this article that, you know, the medical profession is on the take by pharmaceutical companies, they said, is not fair at all. They said, as the voice of organized medicine in our county, the slow CMA is disappointed by the incomplete reporting on this subject. We hope that in the future, prior to reporting on what can be construed as controversial subject, that a more complete job of research is performed prior to publication. More in-depth research would have provided a more objective article, one that did not implicitly taint the nature of some very fine and the names of some very fine and ethical medical colleagues. Right there, they said it. Okay. And I remember when we talked about that, and I said, you know, a three-martini lunch when you're doing business has been going on since back in the Reagan days and before. Reagan days and before, back before Reagan's grandfather was doing business. And it's part of business.
Oh, yeah.
That's it for today. We'll get together tomorrow about 12:05, 12:06 tomorrow. I should have Karen Vealy here in the studio, and we haven't talked to Karen for a long, long time. And we'll talk about what's been going on at Calcos News and some of the things that are a-brewing. I got that from a slow roll spot. A-brewing right now. Until then, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because
this is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network. With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes.